Row crop production turned a pretty big corner in the 1990s, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Roundup Ready soybean seed hit the market in 1996. 2 years later, Roundup Ready corn came along. Mike Wilson, Specialty Products Marketing Coordinator at Wabash Valley Service Company in Grayville, Illinois.
Nothing I've been involved with has changed agriculture as much as what Roundup Ready and the other GMOs, the BTs, and all those things that followed after that.
That's saying something, considering Wilson has been in the business for more than 50 years.
We really didn't have a true post program. Now, we were starting to get a little more of that in the late 80s and early 90s. But boy, when the GMOs stuff hit the market and we could spray Roundup at a quart per acre and we wiped out everything. I mean, nothing was prepared for that. No weed was prepared for that.
Wilson says genetic modification technologies like Roundup Ready were rapidly adopted. But he says it wasn't long before some weeds started showing resistance to Roundup.
Mother Nature is just relentless. Plants and animals have been evolving on this planet for changing environments for millions of years. It just happens really quick in agricultural fields.
Wilson says, though, that the GMO revolution was underway, and crop production has advanced dramatically since then. I'll have Wilson back tomorrow to talk more about that. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.